that's like the best fucking TV series ever, but you know what I mean?
Bro, you think...
I'm saying,
it's not better than Hannah Montana, because first of all, you get the best of both worlds.
Hello there, and welcome back to Dangerously Diverse, the podcast where we talk about absolutely nothing and somehow everything at the same damn time.
I like that. We might have just found the intro. A solid. That was okay. Where we talk about absolutely nothing and somehow everything at the same time.
Exactly.
And nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, as always, I'm John.
I'm Vaughn.
And let's get into it. So you were on a trip in your favorite rocket ship. Right.
I was going to say, you know, I was going to ask you about your weekend, actually, because
okay,
we both had pretty eventful weekends.
My weekends was birthday parties and bonfires.
Yeah, because I believe last time
apple and pumpkin picking.
Last time we spoke to them was pre-birthday.
Yes.
So you actually just
had a birthday. I'm 24 years old now. I haven't seen you guys since I was 23.
It's been a year. I hate when people say that. I haven't seen you in a year,
New Year's is the worst. When the worst is after? New Year's when it's like, see you next year, and it's like, get the fuck out of here, please.
But, what did you do for your birthday, sir? Or do you want to say what you did or what you came home to, actually?
Okay, so what I did on my birthday was I woke up with a pounding headache.
Excellent.
And the back of my eyes were hurting. It felt like I was hungover, but I hadn't drank the day before. So it was pretty much like, I think it was because of the cold.
All right.
Usually that happens when it gets really cold in my room. But I woke up, I played some Spider-Man, played God of War for the first time. Really fun game.
I was going to say, give a quick little...
I want a PlayStation 5. I think I mentioned this in the last one, yeah. But I really want a PlayStation 5. But I'm hedging... I don't know which I want, a PC or a PlayStation 5. So I'm kind of on the fence about it. A PC would be mainly so I could play games like Drug Dealer Simulator, Bum Simulator, stuff like that, and give funny commentaries on shit like that, you know?
Bum Simulator. You also could do VR with the PC and get a whole green
screen. I could play Broke Simulator, but I'm living that.
Yeah,
so
that's live.
Doesn't
right
matter.
They're watching that live.
I give it 3 stars, to be completely honest. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's straight up fucking annoying.
That's a pretty good rating right there. I was going to go like 2.5.
Wonder what IGN would rate it.
Oh, IGN.
They'd give it a solid 5.5.
Rotten Tomatoes probably give you a 1.5.
It's not a movie.
I know. Life is a movie.
They'd probably make it a movie.
Life is a movie.
It's been a movie. Bro, my weekend been a movie. Didn't do shit, but like went out with like 4 people and got kicked out of a club because you were too stupid while drinking too much.
Did this really happen?
No, I'm just saying. That's what happened. People say when they're like, my weekend was a movie.
Oh, yeah, they're like,
nothing eventful really happened. Like, oh, it was a movie. You got into a little skirmish with a drunk guy outside the club. And there was no fists thrown. It was literally just...
Bro, what the fuck?
No words. Just drunkenese being spoken. One big vowel movement just coming out of everybody's mouth. But, yeah, my weekend was birthdays. I went apple and pumpkin picking for the first time on Saturday. So, it was fun. It was decent. I got to pick some apples.
If you guys watch the podcast from day one, you would know that John despises Taco Bell. And, surprise, his birthday was Taco Bell themed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So I came out, I was playing Spider-Man, and I came out to use the bathroom, and they're like, hey, you're not supposed to be out here yet. I was like, whoa. So I didn't know they were like, they said they were planning something for me, but I didn't know exactly what they were planning.
Like, that was just normal. Like,
I saw, right. Like, I saw my sister and brother-in-law making, like, stuff for me. Like, I saw them making what essentially turned out to be Taco Bell hot sauce packets, but I thought it was something with Star Wars, because the flames looked like rebel symbols.
Okay.
On some of them. Like, every like, couple flame, like, symbols, like, flame, like, little things looked like rebel symbols. So it was kind of like, oh, they're making Star Wars themed. So because I saw a red one and a black one, and I was like, oh, okay, they're making Star Wars themed stuff. Nope, I come out, and they're playing mariachi music. Hold on, wait, I got this right here. They gave me a taco hat. Yeah, Captain of the SS Chalupa. But yeah, it was fun, it was nice, we had tacos. They spelt out 24 in like hard shells and soft shells. Hard shells and soft shells, because you know it's really hard to say.
Tongue twister.
And they had like all this taco meat and stuff, so it was really fun. Got to eat tacos, played some...
I'm assuming it was homemade.
Yeah, it was all homemade.
So, it wasn't that bad as Taco Bell.
My dad pointed out they should have gotten the Taco Bell wrappers and, like, and made the tacos and wrapped the tacos in the Taco Bell wrappers. And I was like, oh, yeah, that would have been fucking great.
Yeah, they should have done that.
But they didn't go that... Because they were working on it, like, that day. Oh. It wasn't, like, one big, like, plan throughout the whole entire week. They knew what they were going to do, but they spent a lot of time making all the different stuff and decorations, which are right outside of my room now. Like, all the balloons are just, like, around there, the lights and stuff. It's really cool, and it is very much appreciated. I really enjoy that. That was the first time I've had something like that for my birthday, actually.
Like a little event like that?
Yeah.
Like something planned in a party?
Or not? Yeah, because most of the time, it's just, oh, it's my birthday, I get a present, and I'm a year older, you know what I mean?
Woo! I mean, everybody...
And then we, like, go out to eat. And
yeah, I was gonna say, that's pretty much how it is after you're, like, 19. I'm actually, like, 18. Once you turn 18, it's pretty much the same thing.
I didn't really... Yeah, because, I mean, 21 is pretty much like, oh, okay, I can actually buy alcohol now, like, bro, legally.
21, I feel like you're the same way, but turning 21 is pretty shitty.
Turning 21 wasn't really anything. It was just like, okay,
I can buy it legally, but I've been drinking it since I was 13, so...
No, not really, no.
No?
I was drinking since I was 13.
That was a little bit of exaggeration, really 14, but...
Oh, yeah, 14 and a half.
If I'm being honest, I was given beer when I was a baby, so...
Well, I think everyone was. At some point, everyone was given, like, a sip of beer because, like, you were a kid and you're asking, like, oh, what's that? And they're like, here, have a sip. And you're like,
bleh. Oh, no, I had milk in a bottle and I wasn't drinking it. So my granddad gave me a Coors Light and I drank that shit.
It started off.
That's where it's all started. I'm going to like Fat Thor in about 5 years from now.
Oh, man. That's if you skip the gym.
Ah, yeah, I'm not skipping that, though. So.
Yeah, I'm not skipping the gym.
So pretty decent weekend, man.
Pretty decent weekend for me, yeah. Celebrating, getting old, you know, picking some stuff. Dude, there were so many fucking people at the pumpkin picking, apple picking and stuff, dude. I had no idea it was so big. But then I saw one person taking a photo, and I was like, oh, that's why these motherfuckers are out here.
So are you going to use these pumpkins for carving?
Yeah, dude, they're, like, carving one out right now. I'm cleaning it out to put the baby in to take a picture.
I don't know why. Instantly you said put the baby in, and my head just went, I said, whoa, what the fuck they about to do with that? They're about to put the baby in and then put the shit in there to light it up?
No. Well, maybe. I think they're just putting the, whatchamacallit, they're just putting the baby in there and taking a picture of him, like, dressing him up in, like, a little pumpkin hat and stuff like that.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, they're going to have cute little baby pictures.
I haven't carved a pumpkin in 10 years, bro.
They got... Three. They got one to paint, one to carve, and one to put him in, which they're going to carve at two, actually. So we're going to have, like, a bunch of different pumpkin seeds and stuff to make.
That's kind of dope.
Pumpkin seeds are fucking awesome. If you make them right.
That's kind of dope. That's kind of dope.
Everything. Well, how was your weekend, sir? What did you do? You said that you'd done something that you'd never done before.
Yeah, my weekend was pretty eventful, if I would say so. I don't mean to go on to the darker side, but I had a brother pass away recently. So, you know, yeah. I went to Virginia because that's where his family's from. So I went to Virginia. We're going to have a little funeral, a little celebration of life because, you know, you want to be more happy when people pass away than sad because they're moving on. They're doing better than we are doing right now.
Yeah, some cultures have, like, big parties and stuff like that. Like, they don't have wakes or anything like that. They have a big party and stuff like that. They're like, hey, remember when you did this?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we did.
Hey!
So. That's pretty much what we did. So, to get to Virginia, it's only 5 hours drive, about 5.5 hours. But for some reason, my father decided to fly, which was $1,800. But it was a good experience.
Just to Virginia?
Yeah, just
that's
Virginia.
Like an hour flight.
Yeah,
it's
an hour, exactly an hour.
Yeah.
But it's because he got the tickets last minute, and we wanted specific seats and shit. Okay. So I don't know, and we flew American Airlines, so I don't
First class.
Shit, you're all right. That'd have been my whole life savings
right there. That sounds like a first-class ticket, $1,800. Like, it sounds like you're going
to... Is that a first-class price right there?
I don't know,
I was
going
to say, shit.
Maybe, I don't...
I'm still not doing it. I'm still broke.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not buying that shit. I can't afford it.
But, yeah, so flying, that was actually, fun fact, my first time even getting on a plane. So
how was it? How was the experience? Did you experience any turbulence?
I did. I actually experienced turbulence.
Did you have the turbulence where it makes you go, oh, fuck?
A little bit.
Were you sleeping when it happened or awake?
Oh, I stayed awake for the flight there and the flight back just because it was my first one. So I was like, I need to experience everything. Flight back, I actually got bad weather and turbulence. So amazing time.
So was the ride down smooth?
No. Bro, the whole, I'm going to go with the ride there first, because the ride back was terrible. But the ride there, getting through the airport was smooth. You know, it was pretty quick. Went through baggage claim, all that. I said baggage claim. Went through security.
TSA.
Yeah, TSA. I was TSA approved, you know. I didn't have any bombs on me or guns or knives or anything.
Drugs.
Drugs, yeah. So I was good. Got me there. I did the drugs before I got there, so I was good.
Oh, okay. It's like when you're at the, it's like when you're about to go through with a water bottle, they're like, you got to finish it or throw it out. And you're like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're like, oh, sir, you can't breathe. And I was like, all right. Oh, all right. But,
all right, let's go. And that's why he was freaking out while he was on the plane.
Yeah. But I get on the plane. I actually didn't have the window seat at first, but being a fucking boss, I sat on it anyway. And I was like, whoever sits next to me and comes is like, hey, excuse me, I'm like, sit your ass down. Yeah, so I got the window seat anyway on the way there. It was nice and sunny, so I got to see
it. Did anybody come up or no?
Oh, yeah, somebody sat next to me. She didn't say shit to me. She just looked and was like, and sat down, then moved the whole ride. I was kind of scared.
She was threatened.
Yeah, I was kind of. I was kind of scared.
She was. You were scared. She was probably more scared. Yeah. She's like, I don't want to confront him.
That's probably why she didn't move at all.
Tattoos on your arm. She's like, I don't want to confront him.
But
he's got tattoos.
Yeah, the ride was smooth on the way up. Let me say the takeoff. I was not expecting that takeoff.
Really?
Because we were going around, you know, they had to go
it's
around.
It's like a roller coaster, right?
Yeah, but I'm not scared of roller coasters,
but,
so I was like...
it's fun, though.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I did it, I was like, it felt like Mission Space.
I've never been
in Disney World. Yeah, it's a thing where, like, you go up, and it's like you're going to Mars, and it's supposed to be like a simulator, and it's supposed to, like, simulate G's and stuff of you going up. So when I had the experience for the first time, it felt like that. I was like, oh, man, this feels like...
feels like that ride.
Mission Space.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, this is cool.
Yeah, see,
but at the same time, when my ears were popping, it wasn't cool.
My ears popped the whole ride, but...
And you gotta, like, yawn every single time. It's like... pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, so we turned that corner to get to the straightaway to, you know, gain some speed. Yeah. Yeah, I said, gateway? What did I just say? Straightaway, yeah. The runway.
We're hitting the straightaway.
We hit the runway and
airplane races.
We hit the runway to gain some speed, and I wasn't ready for that. Like, I thought it was gonna, like, gradually get faster and faster. Yeah, literally, I thought it was gonna gradually get faster and faster, and then take off. No,
well, that's
like,
what the whole lead up is to that. That's
oh yeah, that was the slow part. We hit the runway, and I was like
sick.
Yeah, yeah. We got to that straight runway. I was like, oh shit. I was like, all right. I was like, oh, I'm used to this feeling, no? And then we took off.
And
I,
like, put your seat straight up. Cause
yeah.
Funny enough, though, the first time I flew, my seat was back.
Well, that, all right, like,
hold on. That's too far back. My seat was back.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that,
literally,
too.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll say that. They said it to, like, three people. Does that make a difference? Like, or is that just safety?
I don't know. It felt caution. Much more like a roller coaster when I had my seat back. But your seat doesn't go back all the way.
Yeah.
Like, you notice how far it goes back.
Yeah.
It literally just goes back like this.
But,
like, it's not fun.
Yeah, and then we took off on the ground, and that felt pretty normal, though.
Okay.
And, you know, I felt the ground leave my feet, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm in the air. I was like, all right,
the wheels left the ground, and all of a sudden he was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm really doing
this. He's like, I've only been in this situation in a trampoline, and I've come down a lot faster.
Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't happen here.
Exactly.
My landings aren't exactly smooth.
You know, I know I'm black and all, but look, I don't jump that high, so... But we take off, and I'm like, all right, this feels normal. We get in the sky. We actually went above the clouds, which I wasn't expecting since it's so close of a ride.
No, you always go up to that.
Yeah, because I heard a couple people told me you're probably not going to fly that high since...
No, you will, because of what kind of plane it is. What were you on? Were you on the one that was, like, bigger or smaller?
No, smaller one.
Okay, so it's probably, like, an Embraer or something like that.
Yeah, but we get into the sky, I'm above the clouds, I'm enjoying the view. I'm like, this is lit. I can definitely get on a couple planes.
You took one of the basic pictures of the wing.
I did. So. I didn't post it, but I took it. I took that thing.
That's the difference. If you post it, then it's like, okay, buddy, you're fucking flying.
I didn't want people to know it was my first time on a flight.
Oh, I let people know.
People were going to watch it and be like, this must be this guy's first time. First time. We got a first timer.
Be like, hello, we'd like to introduce this guy. It's his first time flying.
But yeah,
I was expecting the takeoff. They're like, is this first time flying? Be sure to use his armrest. Did you have that happen?
Nah. I told you, she literally, she sat like this the whole time until the plane landed. She sat like this. So I was like, all right. But I had the window seat. I was looking out. Great view because there was no clouds. Like, it wasn't cloudy, so.
It's blue skies.
Yeah, blue skies, yeah. So nice view and all that. Only part I it was kind of spooky is when the plane kind of drifts off, like, to the side, trying to go down.
Yeah.
I felt that, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, whoa.
The worst is if you wake up to it.
Oh, yeah. See, I stayed awake the whole time.
Because I slept. Because the only flights I've flown to three destinations before. I've flown to L.A., St. Louis, and Florida.
Pretty long flights.
Three different places.
It's about 3 hours.
Florida is about like 2 hours, something like that. It's not that far, honestly. St. Louis is about the same, and then L.A. is the farthest. L.A. is like a 5-6 hour flight. Depending upon which way you're going, it says different times. When you're going out there, it's 5 hours because the time difference. When you're coming back, it's like 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah, I'd understand falling asleep then. But yeah, probably waking up to feeling you're going down. Shit!
Oh my god, it's so... Like, I fell asleep all night. Like, you know, I don't know what it is, but that dog is gonna get fucking kicked.
I was waiting for it.
I don't know what it is, but for some reason, I always wake up when they're serving the snacks and drinks. Like, when they come around the first time, and when they come around again. Like, I wake up legitimately, either they're two rows in front of me, or, like, a row in front of me. Like, I wake up, I'm like, and all of a sudden, I see them coming around, and I'm like, oh. I woke up for this. Thank God. Like, my body just knows or something like that. Like, something wakes me up the moment we start to, like, get served. And I'm really happy about that because I don't want to wake up to all of a sudden.
They're going to walk past you because they think you're sleeping.
I don't like hitting the button.
Excuse me.
I don't like hitting the button. That's one thing about me is I don't like hitting the button.
Yeah,
call them over.
Yeah,
and it feels kind of weird to me for some reason. And it's mostly because I'm on the red eyes. So I will literally just sit there, like, dehydrated, mouth all dry and everything like that. I'd be like, oh, I gotta wait.
Sitting there like SpongeBob.
Yeah, I don't need it. I don't need it.
Sweat dropping.
But there's one time I was like, I need it! Although, they're really, whatchamacallit, like a lot of the, how were the flight attendants and stuff like that, like when you were flying?
Honestly, the ones on the way back were cool. The ones on the way there, they kind of like, they hated their job.
Like, well, they're probably, like, out for a while and stuff
Yeah,
like
they
that.
Did the whole rundown of, if there's an emergency, your mask, it drops down from here.
Oh, they didn't have a video?
No, they were actually doing this
live. Okay, so you weren't on one of the planes that had the back screen on the thing. Okay,
I was
on
some bullshit.
Well, those aren't, like, the far flight ones. Those are, like, the really short flight ones, like, connecting airlines and shit. No. I flown to Charlotte because Because I work for the airline, so I
get
free flights, but it's available space, so it's standby.
Oh, gotcha.
So I wasn't able to get on the straight Orlando flight, so then I had to get a thing from Philly to Charlotte, and then from Charlotte to Orlando. So I've flown to four destinations. My bad. Didn't want to leave that one unturned. Didn't want to be like, oh, you've really flown to four destinations. Why did you say it was three? Because I consider that a connection. Oh, Phoenix, too. Oh, shit, I'm forgetting everything.
This man flew everywhere,
God.
Apparently.
Jesus.
This man, Superman, flying
Bakersfield
everywhere.
Bakersfield, too. There's five, six destinations. Holy shit. I'm Indiana. Call me Indiana Jones.
Well, I'm a first-time
flying
flyer.
Everywhere.
We got a frequent flyer in the building.
Why don't you take the controls? Excuse me?
You come up here, buddy. You drive the goddamn plane. Fly it, actually. But,
oh, man.
Yeah, so the flight attendants, they were pretty shitty on the way up. And I didn't really care, though, because I was like, it's my first time flying, so I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, but
I didn't know you can get the air going on there either.
The little knob.
Yeah, the little knob. So, meanwhile, I'm sitting there, I'm sweating like shit. Because I'm, like, kind of nervous still. Like, I did my little prayer before we took off, too. I was like, God, come on, please.
One of those ones where everyone claps when they land?
Nah.
Okay.
But, no, actually.
Apparently,
the one back, they did.
Apparently, that's annoying. To some people, like the people who clap when they land.
I don't know, the one when we landed on the way back, they did, but on the way up, I did my little prayer. I was like, God, please.
Why would you be happy to land in Philly?
Please don't let this be my first and last flight, you know?
Why would you be happy to land in Philly?
Just because the ride back was like, it was
really
like, and the way they landed too, I was like, shit.
I was like,
it was bad, bro. Oh, yeah, we'll get to that, because I pretty much covered the flight there.
Mm-hmm.
Landing when we got to Virginia, smooth. Then whoever that was flying that time, smooth.
Good pilot.
Yeah, good pilot. He's smooth.
Shout out to you, sir.
Yeah, whoever you are, yeah.
Doing your job
You did your thing. It was nice and smooth. Time in Virginia, it was cool. I met a lot of family that I didn't know ever. I have a niece.
A lot.
I have two nephews. I have three nephews and a niece that are all older than me, so that was fun. And they're like, uncle, and I'm like, relax. Just call me by my name.
Hey, come on, listen.
Come on, now. We can get a shot right now together.
They're like, right up here. And
oh,
like,
my one nephew's like, come on. Yeah, my one nephew's 6 foot. Yeah,
he
so
looks
I was
down
like,
to you like, hey, uncle. Like,
yeah, they were like, yeah, this is your uncle. He was like, my uncle. I was like, yeah,
I'm
bro.
33 years old.
I was like, yeah, bro, I already know. But so that,
how did this happen?
So that was an experience, though. Good time seeing family. I never knew. I actually found out a lot about my dad that I didn't know about. He's not gonna watch this, so I'll just say a little bit of it.
Okay, family secrets. Story time.
It's a quick story time. So apparently, my dad was. I'll get the good part. Well, it's not good. It's just not as bad.
You don't want to say. You don't know.
The first
say.
Part, he was a little. He was just a little slut back in the day.
Oh, okay.
I found out he married a woman for 30 days because she wouldn't give it.
30-day fiance.
Yeah, she wouldn't give it up to him unless they got married. So he got married, got what he wanted, divorced her. So I was like, okay, you ain't shit. That just marks that down on a long list of reasons why you're not shit.
Think about it like this. Because he did that, that's why you can't get anybody.
Apparently.
You're suffering.
Mind you, this is just my dad. My grandpa had four wives, so that got he started it all.
Was he
had
Sultan? Did he rule some country and like?
Nah, he was
India.
He was actually in the army, so you know, and he's real
codes
old.
A different area code, sort of thing.
Yeah, so five wives in five different countries.
Oh, okay.
But it started with him. Then my brother, he has three wives. He had
well,
three
like it
wives.
Stopped with you.
Yeah, it stopped with me because I can't find anybody. Apparently. I'm out here dry as goddamn Sahara.
The minute you listened to your first Drake song, it was over.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. I was like, where's my three wives
at? He played Marvin's Room, and all of a sudden, that's what went down.
I was like, fuck.
That's going downhill.
He was like, bitches on my old phone. I was like, I don't have any. So I felt instantly, I was like, can't relate. But that was the not that bad part about my dad, which is still bad. And then I also found out that he was a drug dealer.
Okay. All right, then.
Yeah, and they didn't hide none of this back in the day because my dad's old. He grew the stuff on top of the house.
Okay.
So, and the other stuff, I'm not going to say names.
Like how they grow grass in, like, Ireland on
the
top of that?
Yeah,
house?
Just the other kind of grass. I won't say the names. And then, you know, he had the sugar just plain sight. So, it's kind of like you drive by a garage sale or, like, a... Somebody just have stuff on the lawn. That's how they... I'm not exaggerating right now. I'm getting told these stories and I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, what the fuck?
And he fled to Jersey.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, somebody got my birth certificate? Are you sure I'm a brown? Like, fuck is going on? I didn't get any of these experiences.
I didn't get any of these traits.
Yeah, so that was...
I guess it's
all
good.
Huh?
Keep yourself out of trouble.
Oh, yeah, so I guess I'm the good child, the golden
you,
child.
You don't need
say.
To be vacationing in the one area with your one wife, and all of a sudden your other one sees you and is like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm in New Zealand with my one wife, and then I'm in...
So, what the fuck? Yeah, die!
I'm in Japan selling stuff. But, so, that was that. The funeral service was actually pretty good. There was the deacon. He was preaching some real shit, man. Mm. Preaching some real stuff. I'll give him one message out of it. I'm not going to say his whole thing, but the only message I really liked is he was saying death shouldn't be the reason that family comes together. Because, you know, a lot of times you don't talk to the family in different places, and then somebody dies and all the family's together like, oh, I haven't seen you in 10 years.
Yeah.
He was like, that shouldn't be an excuse every time for you guys to... link up, and I was like, that's facts.
Yeah. Well, people go out and do, like, other things, and you get caught up in, like, your own life and doing shit to where you kind of lose track of time, and it's like, oh, man, it's been 10 years since I've seen this person.
Yeah, so that
unless your family is like mine, then, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you want to keep your distance until then. Some of them are like, okay, yeah, I'll see you, like, throughout the year, and I'll actually, like, take the time to visit you and stuff like that and, like, go and do stuff. And
then not even,
other,
like...
And then the other ones are like... Mm.
Not even, like, visiting. It's just, like, even, like, sending a text out or FaceTiming because everybody had iPhones.
That's
like,
true.
We didn't do none of that. So, I'm like, you guys literally haven't talked to each other in 20 years. So that's my little message for you guys. Don't wait too long to tell somebody or talk to somebody that, you know, you love or whatever because then you never know when your time is. They die and then you're like, oh, I wish I would have did this. You don't want to be I wish kind of guy or girl. Mm. Well, I wish. Yeah, you don't want to be that. So
like, I should have gone to his birthday party.
Yeah, so that was that. And then we get the flight back. and it was raining. Mm. Not thunderstorming, just raining. So I'm already a little sketched out. I did another
prayer. No delays?
No delays.
Okay.
So that was good. But getting on, I did another prayer. I was like, Lord, it's raining.
let me get back.
I made the flight here. Please let me get the flight back. But we took off, same thing. And I was like, shit. But now there's rain hitting the window. So I'm like, oh, shit. And
you're like, can the engines run while it's raining? Is it okay for the water to go through?
We get in the air and can't see shit this time. So now I'm freaking out. Now I'm really not sleeping. I'm like, I don't mean to say this. This is kind of bad. But rest in peace. But I'm kind of, it was real cloudy, so I'm like, don't let this be another Kobe situation where, you know, I can't see shit. We're flying right into something.
Well, getting the dangerous in the gentlemen.
But we made it there, at least. They were like, oh, we're going to land. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, good.
We're at least
close. We're going to land.
I'm like, we're going to land. We made it
in
somewhere.
In case you thought we were going to go down, which, I mean, I thought was a possibility at one point.
Yeah.
But good to know. We're going to land.
Yeah, they're like, we're actually here. We're going to land. I'm like, okay.
We're actually going to land this time.
Yeah.
What? Excuse me?
So I'm like, all right. So I'm sitting there. I'm ready. I hear the wheels come out. I'm like, all right. And for some reason, I knew it was going to be bad because we're going down a lot faster than we did landing in Virginia.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm like, hold on, we're going a little fast to be landing. And I'm like, I braced myself instantly. I was like, I know it's coming. Bro, we hit the ground so fucking hard, bro. I was like, yeah. Yeah, bro, it felt like the plane jumped, literally. It was like, I said, Jesus Christ. And then I'm thinking, no, we're not going to stop. Now I'm like, we hit the ground and we're just going to keep going.
And you hear the,
yeah, I'm like, God, please. I was like, we're Spider-Man now. Stop it. I was hoping he was going to go to the front of the plane. Yeah. Yeah. But so that happened. They finally stopped. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then people did the, woo, yeah. I'm like, I did my thing. I was like, shit. I was like, good.
You're like,
uh-huh. Yeah, I was like, yeah. So that was my flight. That was my flight there and back. It was better there, worse back. Wasn't bad. I definitely fly a lot more. Mm-hmm. One thing I forgot to mention is on my way there, since I actually had a view, I had a random thought. I was like, honestly, I could skydive if I wanted to. I feel like I could skydive, honestly.
Really?
Just because, you know, most people are scared of heights and they'll look over the plane and they're like, nah. Being that high up, I looked over and I was like, all right.
Yeah, but you probably skydive from... Was that when you were getting ready to land?
No, this is when we're at, like, RP.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, most people skydive from up there. Or it's a little lower, I think.
Yeah, it's probably a little lower, so I was like,
you don't go all the way. Because if you're, like, not experienced, they're not going to take you up as high because you'll fucking pass out.
Yeah. So I
like, you like, feel that, too, when you're taking it off. Like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, I had a little jitters in my stomach.
Yeah. Get that feeling. So, yeah. My friend went skydiving for his birthday.
Was it recently?
Yeah, it was recently, yeah.
What was his experience?
He said it was really fun. Like, he looked like he was having a grand old time. He had a big-ass fucking smirk on his face. I saw him go out of the plane and stuff like that. But it was a, what is it? It wasn't, like, one of those planes. Because usually it's a propeller plane they take you up in. They don't take you up in one of those big, like, jet engine planes.
It was, like, one of those ones, like, you could see at our airport.
Yeah. The ones that I used to fuel up because I used to work there.
Oh, wow.
Fun fact, yeah. I used to
fuel planes,
yeah. I actually got to fly a plane once.
One of those?
Well, yeah, I got to, like, take the controls, you know, I got to help take off and stuff like that, help land and shit, so I got to, like, take
don't
the,
put that
take
in my
the
hands.
Yoke and, like, go around and do, like, the I think they're called, like, Super 8s and
that's
stuff
crazy.
Like that.
That. Don't put that in my hands, listen. I'm going to have all bad thoughts.
This isn't GTA.
Now I'm going to start thinking about all the trauma. I'm like, damn, I remember she broke my heart 2 years ago.
God.
But,
God.
Oh, yeah, I feel like I could skydive on it. Before,
I wanna
hopefully, before my lifetime is over.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to probably skydive.
I want to do it. I've done indoor skydiving before, which honestly is fun.
Is that when they put you in that suit shit?
Yeah, you're in that little flying squirrel suit.
Yeah.
You got, like, a little helmet on. I've done that before.
You could do... Don't they make you do that before you skydive, too?
It was, I did it right at the place next to the theater that we saw Venom 2 at.
Oh, they have a spot right there to do that?
Yeah. It's called iFly.
I
did that. It was fun.
I might have to take
a trip.
They
sit you in a little room and they tell you... Because it's this big, like, wind tunnel they put you in, right? And there's big fans on the other side and stuff like that. And they're like, okay, like... you'll see, like, the dude between, like, I guess classes, you could call them, but between groups, really. The dude inside who's, like, helping everybody, like, pulling you up and stuff like that and getting you into the thing and stuff. They tell you how to, like, hold your hands and stuff. And, honestly, when they, like, slap your hands, kind of, or, like, tell you to put your hands down, trust me.
It just shoots you right up.
Everybody does it. I my friend had a video of him doing it, and the guy was, like, moving his fucking hands himself and stuff like that. So that is, like, another thing. Like, you're not going to be perfect doing it your first time, so don't feel like, oh, man, I see someone else doing this, and it's great. When you see people do it in movies, it's a fucking movie. They're obviously, like, holding their hands, like, I guess, in the right direction, but from what I've seen, they hold their hands in, like, not the right direction, because most people, you see skydiving like this, but they tell you to hold your hands like this. So, like, but most people are just kind of like...
So it's kind of like putting your arm out the window, and it takes your arms. You don't want to...
Yeah, you want to kind of resisting like it, that. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit, you know.
I'm gonna really look into that now. It says iFly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look
it's right up there in camp pressure.
I'm gonna look up some prices. I'm gonna do that first just to get used to that pressure on me. And then,
I got some like Snapchat like videos of it.
And I have to see it.
And like,
it
I had my friend do it, and he took pictures of it and like the video. And like I was like, catch me in the next Tom Cruise movie. I was like, catch me in the next Mission Impossible.
Catch me just diving off of a building.
No parachute. Because there's a difference with that. So that's the big difference too with like the indoor thing is there's a parachute. You know what I mean? And there is like an end point. With this stuff you're just kinda going in and going up and they tell you like how to like go into the thing, like hold on to this thing and then do a little tumble or whatever like that. Because you instantly get taken up. You know what I mean? Like they instantly grab you and like keep you from like flying all the fucking way up and stuff like that. But you'll see the guy back to this. You'll see the guy who's like pulling everybody up and like instructing people, just doing like crazy ass fucking flips and going all the way to the top.
Fucking
like,
show off.
Doing all stuff. Yeah, basically. But it's cool to be like, oh, okay, so I could do that and shit like that.
And then you get up there and
got that experience and stuff like that, you know. But yeah, what is it? It's if you want to skydive, I guess I would suggest doing that just to kind of see how you would react in a situation.
Yeah.
As in, like, with that.
So yeah, just that just pressure hitting me, pulling me on. Because I mess around and just do that and wind up passing out and realizing I can't do that.
Yeah.
As soon as I get out there, just like, put your arms up.
Obviously, you don't have the person who, like, because you're, like, on someone's chest. Like, you look like a fucking big baby just strapped to someone's chest. And when you're actually skydiving and stuff like that. And so... Like, I would suggest doing it if you, like, have a fear of something like that and you would just want to kind of get it out of you. Just to get it mentally in your mind. Like, oh, if this is what it feels like, it's not that bad.
Yeah, see, I don't have the fear. I just want to do that first just to just get
But feeling. Obviously, you're going to have the fear when you're actually doing it and you're up in the
air. Oh, yeah, once I'm up there, I'm up like,
because you're thinking, like, man, you have a million things running through your mind. Like, oh, what if he passes out? What if I pass out? What if this happens? What if he hits something? What if something fucks up? What if we kind of, like, miss our mark? What if the parachute doesn't work, which is the fucking biggest one? You know, you don't
want... I mean, I watched a couple of videos where they say they got, like, a backup, what's it called?
Emergency...
Yeah, they got an emergency one, so...
Okay, cool.
Well, then that one doesn't work, and then I'm just like...
Well, like, well, this is how it's supposed to be, I guess.
And then everything's gonna flash back to this day of me saying, yeah, I could skydive.
Yeah, yeah. Or as soon as you're done talking about this, all of a sudden you're like,
I'm like, who's that?
You wake up and all of a sudden you're like, ah, fuck. You had this conversation in your head the entire time.
No.
The entire past, like, what, 23?
Yeah.
The entire 23 years of your life just flashed before your eyes, and you lived it in such, like, a succession to where it feels like you're living it, but...
And I've been on a plane
the whole time. But really, no, you've been, like, falling in the air.
Oh, I'm like, this is all still a flashback right now.
Yeah.
Golly.
And it goes up to this moment where you're like, yeah, you know what, I want to skydive.
And then I wait, and then I wait. That sounds fire. Write that down, we're about to make that a movie.
Little sound short. Like a movie.
It's a movie, bro. You already know.
Oh, man. But yeah, so skydiving, definitely something that I want to do as well.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you're probably right. It's going to be
different. I thought about this for a while, actually. Ever since I've done that, I was like, oh, man, I want to go skydiving and stuff like that. And I thought about it. I was like, maybe the parachute breaks.
We'll hold that future plans. Future plans.
Yes. Who knows? Maybe I'll be doing it in a movie.
Yeah, it's gonna, you're right, it probably is going to feel a little different once they open the doors up, and I'm like, oh, shit.
And you feel like,
yeah, I'm like, whoa.
And you see the propellers right there, you're like, oh, fuck.
Right, jump out and fly right back into that
yeah, you're like,
final destination style.
Not that way.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, you ready? We're gonna go down and to the right. That's where the propellers are, motherfucker! No!
Fly the plane upside down. Let's jump out of it. Just drop me out. Just emergency exit me out to, into skydiving.
Turn it like this. Turn it to the side. Tell him to invert it real quick like we're playing Battlefield and then we'll jump out.
Definitely. I'm gonna skydive in a few.
Just have the Warzone theme playing in your head the entire time. Have the Avengers theme, which is what I like hum to myself whenever I'm dropping down in like battle royale games. I'm like,
get you hyped up.
Dun, dun. Yeah.
I'm gonna do some fucking.
Really land. Oh, you know it'd be like I feel like the most uncomfortable part of that experience will probably be when the parachute like jerks you.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too. Was my whole body back.
Yeah, and you're like,
oh, dislocate his shoulder, and I somehow dislocate both my shoulders and fly up from out of his chest. Now I'm just free falling. We're getting all the possibilities out the way right now. All the death possibilities. Every possibility of dying.
What did you do? I looked at 1,756 different possible outcomes of the coming event.
There was that
how many did we win?
Doctor Strange, three, I'm one.
Zero.
Oh, zero. I thought you were doing three from over here.
Zero.
What's I was about to say?
As you're free-falling, you're like, fuck!
I mean, I would hope whoever's with me is experienced enough to dive down and give me. Or they're just like, oh, he's fucked. Shit.
He's like, fuck, lost another one this week.
Shit. Bob, that's the fourth one this week.
Like, damn it, Bob!
I forgot.
Get them up!
Oh, I was gonna say, it's like that show, remember 1,000 Ways to Die? I'm gonna look up that, but just skydiving possibilities. Every possible way to die diving out of a plane. I'm gonna do that.
Just look up real, real skydiving accidents.
I've seen a couple of them where, like, that's why I knew they had an emergency one, because I've seen, somebody try to make the parachute come out, and the string broke. And they did it on purpose, though, because they were like, oh, fuck! Fuck! And then I'm like, I'm watching the video like, bitch, am I about to watch somebody die? Like, how's this on YouTube? And then he's like, just floating all calm. I'm like, alright, bitch, you did that. You knew what you were doing. Now break that string.
YouTube pranks.
Now break that string and let me see you do
that. That's like, that sounds like someone doing a YouTube prank on somebody. They're like, hey, what's up, guys? This is your boy, this is the boy's house. And we're going skydiving. Oh, look, Skyler's going down.
They get close.
But we rigged his parachute with a fake rope.
They're laughing.
And he's like, woo, woo, fuck. And they land down. And he's like, fuck you guys. Like, come on, bro. It's a joke. Be like, that was pretty sick.
Oh, I was thinking more like, they do the fake parachute. And he does that. And he's falling. And he doesn't have an emergency one. So then they're just like, ah, we got him! Yeah! And then he's still falling the whole time, though.
That's a movie right there. That's like an episode of American Horror Story.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, bro, we fucking got him! Good shit! Meanwhile, he's still falling. Like, fuck. Joke's over now.
There you go. That's an episode of my anthology series I'm gonna make.
Oh my god. There you go. That's what that was, that experience flying, though. Nah. And that's gonna be our experience skydiving.
Oh god.
Hopefully not.
No.
But to switch.
Two YouTubers died today in a skydiving.
To switch, oh well, I don't wanna switch it yet, cause you just reminded me. I seen a couple pranks where they bungee jump, mm-hmm. And they did a prank where the dude jumped off with the bungee and they threw Yeah, they're like, wait, and they throw the
there
rope.
There was apparently a backstory, apparently the guy was being a dick and that was like a joke on them.
Bro, if somebody ever does that to me, you're gonna have to pull me up.
Well, apparently he deserved it.
Still, bro, like, I can't even imagine that. Like, I'm falling and I see them throwing it, like, yo, bro, we forgot it. And I'm passing out right there.
You're like Hans Gruber. Yeah. And the Die Hard just.
Yeah, bro, I'm passing out literally right there. I'm gonna do that for 2 seconds, then I'm passing out.
Hopefully, because I don't want to fucking be alive on impact.
Oh my god, bro, why are we talking about this? I just thought about, like, bungee jumping in it. That's one thing I'm probably not...
You know the roller coaster pranks when they're like, hey, just fall out here, see? The guy's like, ah!
See, like, stuff like that, I would be all right with. I would be scared, but bungee, I'm probably never going to bungee jump. I'm going to say that right now. I'm not bungee jumping, just because... No. Because you can't have somebody, a professional, with you to bungee jump. They're not like, oh, I'm a professional.
You ready to go? This is Sparta!
Yeah, it's like, there's no... Once you jump off, it's just you and a rope. Like, nah. At least when you're skydiving, you got the professional on your back with a parachute and shit.
At least you're hoping he's a professional.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, sorry. Remember all the stories about your father? Yeah, I'm your long-lost brother. Detaches me from him.
He's like...
I can see it in that movie.
Yeah. That's fire, too. That's fire, too.
He's like...
You find out it's somebody that you knew your whole life.
He took you.
It's like,
he chose you and he threw me in the gutter.
You're like, what? Ah! What? Damn, bro. Yeah, I'm not bungee jumping, bro. Fuck that.
And somehow, like, that character falls in the water and he survives and he wakes
up. And then
now
my whole story is trying to get back to that guy.
Yeah.
Fucking, we just got like 4 movie ideas. We gotta watch this back and write all this down.
We always listen to it.
I wake up on the island and then I'm just like, and I start remembering who he. I start remembering
and
who
then,
he is.
And then the big words pop up on the screen: Arrow.
Yeah. That shit's on fire though. Then you figure out who he really is at the end. It's like
that could be a good TV show.
You figure out who it is at the end. And it's your son. Your son that you didn't know you had. From my 4 wives from 4 countries.
But I thought it was his brother.
I was gonna go with that, but it's more dramatic to be the son.
Well, you can do that, you know what I mean?
What, the
brother part, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like it's more dramatic with the son. Like, you don't know it's your son, and he sabotages you, and then you find out at the end. Like, you know you had sex with a woman in the beginning, and you don't know what happened to the kid. She was like, yeah, I got the plan B.
So you're saying, like, this is a guy that's like, oh, yeah, he's like a playboy, you know what I mean? He's rich, has all this money
and
everything. Okay.
And then, you know, you slip up with a girl. She's like, yeah, I got the plan B. Don't even worry about it. And then that whole skydiving shit happens. You fast forward to the end of the movie. And then he explains how he's your son. And then you have a choice to either kill your son or, you know, get betrayed. And not betrayal. Get payback for him trying to kill you. Or
the Telltale game?
Sounds like it.
You got a choice.
Yeah. It's really not this isn't really a movie we're making. This is a video game right now.
Yeah, Telltale, hit us up. We got ideas. Contact our people. My mom.
But.
So that's been the weekend.
That's the weekend.
That's been our weekends.
I actually, what's today? Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah.
I did something.
Club going up.
Huh?
The club going up.
On Tuesday. Got your girl going up. That's not the words. That's why I stopped too.
We getting too deep.
I was gonna say I actually did something that I haven't done in a while.
Back to back now. Nah.
We don't know the words.
Done no motherfucking time.
I still don't know the words.
On the weekend.
I'm mad he knows more of the words than me. I'm supposed to be the Drake stand over here.
Grave, y'all. Every other weekend.
That's how it goes, right? I'm still mad he knew more of this than me. I'm supposed to be the Drake stand over here. Now I gotta reevaluate myself.
Bro, that was the biggest song on like Vine and everything back in the day. You do not know how many. Do you know how many Hotline Bling vines I like watch with him, like with the Star Wars.
I was gonna say, you know how many songs in general were used so much and stuff like that that are so annoying now? Like Hotline Bling, I can't listen to that now, just throwing it on. Like, oh, put that Hotline Bling on. Fuck no.
Well, it's a nice thing to revisit. You listen to it and you're like, this reminds me of a more civilized age.
Yeah, when you think about it like that, yeah. Fuck.
You're like, an anthem from a more civilized age.
Yeah, anthem from where life was actually good. Life's great. Life's good, man.
Working on the weekend like usual.
I got that one, yeah. Got that one.
That's because it's new.
It is relatively newer than Hotline Bling.
I don't fuck with you. That was another one.
What's another one, bro? On the spot, 5 seconds. Five,
on the spot,
4,
3,
2, 1.
Never five. Gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
I thought of one while you were saying it too.
What was it?
And because I was thinking about Tuesday.
Yeah.
Can't forget Friday.
That was YouTube. That wasn't Vine, that was YouTube.
That shit still blew up crazy.
It did. But I was talking about, like, just
everybody used to go to school and... What's today, bro?
It's Friday, Friday.
Gotta get up, gotta go downstairs, gotta do it.
Fun. That's what I'm saying. I would not go listen to that song now at all.
God, no, I would never listen to Friday regardless. I never listened to that shit willingly before.
I did.
I never did. Dude. I fucking hated it. It sounded so fucking trash, dude.
Yeah, I was a victim. You know?
He's a victim of the middle school system.
I was going to say the wrong name. That's not Carly Rae. Carly Rae did Call Me Maybe, right?
Carly Rae Jepsen is Call Me Maybe.
Damn, I don't even remember. I almost called her a B-word. I don't even remember her name. And whoever did Friday, I don't
remember. Rebecca Black.
That's what it was, yeah. Mm. I was a victim of Rebecca Black's possession.
She possessed all of us. Yeah. She hypnotized me into listening to her shitty song for about 4 years.
As if you said it, Call Me Maybe, I could get down and Call Me Maybe. I actually listened to that like 2 weeks
Wasn't
ago.
Wasn't Tom Hanks in the video? I think he was. Tom Hanks was in the video.
He was?
He was. Tom Hanks was in the music video at one point.
I haven't watched. All I know is there was a shirtless guy and she was watching his car and shit.
Tom Hanks was in it.
Damn. He must have been like the dad or some shit.
Maybe. But I don't think she was watching his car. She was more like Wells. It looked more like she was in like Rome or some shit.
Bro, I could have sworn she was like washing his car, like trying to be seductive and then.
No, that was not her.
What the fuck am I thinking of?
You're thinking of probably like.
Hey, what are you talking about?
You're probably thinking of, like, R&B songs from, like, the early 2000s.
That's every R&B song.
All that stuff.
That's every R&B song from the
2000s. When it's a guy, he's just shirtless in the rain, wind flailing his shirt back, going,
That's it.
Facial expressions. Doing the spin when his shirt's flying open.
The spinning in the... Man, that's the music without his peak. You gotta cry. That's why there's all this heartbreak music now. Cause,
but it, what kind of heartbreak? It's literally like
it's toxic heartbreak now.
Think about it like this, right? That heartbreak music was more or less like serious. Like he didn't cheat. It just, you know, something was going on. You know what I mean?
But yeah.
Like, there were some differences. There was a little struggle.
Now it's like he cheated.
Now it's he cheated with like 5 other guys, and all of a sudden she talked to one dude, and all he cheated with like 3 other girls, and she said thank you to one dude after he held the door open for her.
And then it's fuck that nigga.
No, Drake's things are different. I'm just talking about like the regular mainstream ones now. And it's like, oh yeah, I cheated on her 5 times, and she said hello to another guy.
Why?
Yeah, that stuff. Real heartbreak doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
It's literally just fucking.
I mean, it does with us.
I'm upset.
Does with us. You need to make music.
I'm upset. I found out she sucked another guy's dick before we started dating. It's disrespect.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Since you said that, I was on the game.
How does that?
No, because literally, he said exactly what you said. I was on the game with my friend earlier. He was like, man, I need to find a love in my life, man. I'm just waiting for it, but she probably out there sucking dick right now.
God.
But it's painful to think like that because it's probably true.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it's true because that's what everybody's fucking doing. Well, at least not me, so you know.
The love of my life is probably out there on all fours right now, somewhere getting her
back. Playing a garden. Think about it like that.
I would hope so. I would hope that's what it was.
She knows how to plant a garden and everything. She's doing a bunch of different things, working. She's just waiting to pay for all your expenses. Hopefully.
That warmed me up a little bit.
Thank you very much.
It's probably not happening. She's probably getting her back blown out, though.
Nah. You can buy all the yard work she's doing. Dude, when I tell you that when I was up there doing, like, the apple picking and pumpkin picking, and I saw all the nice-ass houses, I was like, where are those daughters at?
Oh.
She's going to inherit the business, and I 100% want to be the guy who's like, listen... If she doesn't matter how annoying she is, she wants to be in the video. She bought the $5,000 computer. Fuck it, she can be in the video.
Oh, you're gonna be one of those. God,
she can be in the stream. I'll be a house husband, my guy. 100%. I'll still do acting.
Would you be an
at home
husband?
Still be doing this stuff. Yeah, fuck yeah. I don't gotta go to work. Fuck yeah.
I couldn't do it, bro.
I'll do it.
I couldn't.
It's a new age.
It
you know,
is.
Women are the same.
We're about to get a little dangerous with this conversation.
We did get dangerous there for a second.
Because I was about to say something real feminist. Well, the opposite. Because feminist is like... No, feminist is when you're like...
You're for them being equal, which in a sense, being having been like, I accept that she wants to work and
earn most of the household money. Oh, no, I was going to do something completely opposite.
That's mine. My thing is, if she wants to work and earn most of the household's money, and she wants me to follow my dreams, I'm all for that.
Okay, let me clean myself up a little bit. Let me save myself. I was going to say, I'm cool with her working
hard. You didn't say it.
I didn't say it yet, so good.
You didn't say it, so you don't got to clean yourself up, but you're making it sound like you were going to say something really bad.
Oh, it was.
Oh, man.
I was going to say... I'm not going to say it. I was going to say now that I'm cool with the female working, like, hard and doing her thing, but I'm also going to be doing my thing, because...
Well, I'll be doing my thing. My thing just doesn't involve going to 9-to-5. Mine involves rolling out of bed, turning on my computer, and just being like, hey, guys, welcome to today's stream.
Yeah, if you're still getting paid for that, then yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I was thinking more at home, like, how back in the day used to be, where the wife just washes dishes, washes the kids.
Oh, well, no, I'll do that shit too, but because the job that I want to do doesn't really require much of me.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
I'll do editing and stuff at night, and I'll be going to bed at like 4 a.m.
But you know, like, housewives. She'll
be waking up for work, and I'll be like, good night.
Good night, I'm just hopping off screen.
I'll be going to bed. I'm hopping off my 24-hour stream. I'm going to bed now.
But you know how housewives back in the day, they were literally dishes, wash the kids, and
making sandwiches.
That's it, yeah. Oh, shit. That's it, though. Like, that's what I thought you were saying. That's why I was like,
no.
But you'll still be doing this, though, so.
Yeah. That counts. I just don't want to have a job to where I have to
9-to-5, driving,
work for somebody else. Yeah, I just want to focus on this stuff and then get to the point where I'm making money, you know what I mean?
Okay,
plus, I mean, she probably wouldn't do shit anyway, because she'd have, like, the business income coming in, so she wouldn't be doing shit anyway.
All right, so
the kind of thing that I want to find.
So not a bad thing.
Someone
that
already has investments. You don't got to say it if you don't want to.
Oh, no, I'm going
to
say it. We're dangerous. Yeah, it was going to kind of make me feel like that.
What are you going
to
say?
I was going to say,
Be like, no, the man's supposed to work. She's supposed to make sandwiches. Is that what you're going
to
say?
No, I was going to say, like, I didn't want her to be that much more hardworking than me, because then I feel like she got, like, the one up on me. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, she's going to be like...
She's taking away your manliness away from you. That's different.
Like, she's going to come... Like, I'm going to be up playing the game, and she'll come home and be like... Bitch, it's your bedtime.
She'll be like, Vaughn has to go to sleep now.
Yeah, like, you...
Bye!
Like, yeah, you'll come over, yo, bro. And she'll answer it.
You'll just hear this, your PlayStation party. You'll be like, what the fuck's going on?
What's
like,
that?
Fucking... And all of a sudden, you'll hear, I'm sorry!
No.
I'm sorry! She'll be like, the fucking dishes weren't done!
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was going to say it was going to sound bad. Like, we're going to be on the game one day with the...
She breaks your PlayStation 5 because you didn't do the laundry?
Exactly, bro.
And I can't say shit.
And I can't say shit because she's like, bitch, I bought you that. And I'm like, fuck. Like, if we're going to be on the game one day, you're going to hear, yeah, tell your friends bye, it's time to go.
Be like, we're going to my father's, let's go. Like, all right, guys, I'm going.
You come knock on my door, yo, bro, we're going to the gym. She answers. Yeah, Aaron's not coming out.
You legitimately look like you have, like, an invisible leash on you.
Yeah, literally. Exactly.
You're walking that distance away. Like, you don't... You walk so far away to where she doesn't... Because she doesn't want you, like, up on her. She just wants you back a little bit and everything like that.
If I mess around, go too far, you see me do this. You know?
You're like, oh, hey, look at...
But,
you, like, initially, like, just start doing it, like, yourself. You're like, oh, fuck, I gotta get back.
But I love all my women out there, you know. I'm all for self-empowerment.
By all means. Where do we go with that?
Yeah, by all means.
But on to a sweeter topic. Candy corn is the best candy ever.
All right, guys. This has been a Dangerously Diverse podcast with just Vaughn, because I'm about to kill him.
Nah. Oh, fuck you. What are we doing? We've already done this. No. This is the next video. So, just to kind of pause, we're playing Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, the game. It's a fun-ass game. I tried it out last night. Really fun. We're going to be playing that Thursday. Video would be out the time... No, bro. What the fuck are you doing? You can fucking eat it yourself. You can eat that Carolina Reaper one yourself, bro.
This isn't a Carolina Reaper, bro.
Right here, bro. Take this one right here. What are you talking about?
Oh, that was shit, what was that? What was that?
I offered him a water upon entrance to my room. He said, nah, I'm good. Let's see how good he really is. You gotta swallow it.
I thought that was just raw chip.
It's the cayenne, dude. He's sweating already.
I think it's coming out my nose. I forgot. What were we talking about?
We were talking about candy, and I said candy, and then you were like, oh yeah, I'm grabbing the beans. And I said, nope, we're playing Anchorman, the game on Thursday.
Oh yeah, tune into that. That'll be out Sunday.
You're giving me a hefty fucking editing load to do that, buddy.
Putting pressure on you, brother.
Putting pressure on you because I'm feeling the pressure from the beans.
I am. I actually, this is random.
What is it?
I got the Rocks tequila.
Really?
Sunday. Not the Blanca one. That's the clear one.
The Reposado?
Yeah, I got the Reposado.
He has the black one coming out. What is the Alejandro?
Alejandro. But it was pretty good. I'm not even a tequila drinker, but it was excellent.
You gonna bring that over? You make some.
That's gonna be the challenge.
We'll do it. We'll do like shots of the Rocks tequila. We'll play.
If you laugh, you gotta take a shot of that.
That legitimately is what you could do.
Yeah, we're just not gonna go to the gym that day. I'll tell you that.
Thursday, no gym day.
Just grab the light blue one. Oh shit, what is that?
I don't think it's a Carolina Reaper.
Five likes and he'll really do it. I'm lying, he's gonna do it anyway.
No, if this video gets...
I got you right now.
If this video gets 20 likes...
You're gonna grab a handful of them.
No, you know what? If our bean video gets 20 likes, which is the video below this video when you're scrolling through our videos, if the bean video gets 20 likes, I will eat the Carolina Reaper bean.
I'll eat that shit right now.
Go ahead, motherfucker.
If this video gets 20 likes,
if the bean video gets 20 likes,
I'm grabbing a handful of the beans and just eating them, and whatever happens, happens after that.
You gotta run to the bathroom, man.
Bro, I needed that, bro. I need at least that toothpaste or that.
No!
I need that toothpaste or that.
That was just a bottle opener. That was my Bud Light Legends bottle opener. We went a little off the rails there for a second. We were going good. We had like some topics, and then you decided to eat some stuff. You want water? I have some in my bag.
Oh, bro, this toothpaste tastes so good.
He eats toothpaste, guys.
Everybody eats toothpaste.
All right, so. One thing that I want to talk about that we haven't talked about ever on... Well, we talked about this.
I'm really eating these like it's
candy. We talked about this. Do that, we're going to have no fucking beans left, my guy.
You're right. All right.
If you want to do bean bezel stuff, too.
Bro, just rock, paper, scissors me real quick. Whoever loses got to grab me.
No, I'm not fucking doing that.
Oh, come on.
You did it yourself. I'm not falling into peer pressure. No. No. What if has ended? Now my Wednesdays are filled with just loneliness and doing absolutely nothing.
That's my everyday.
Yeah, basically.
Spoiler alert, I didn't watch any of it, so don't,
really?
Don't spoil it for me. That's
no!
That's the spoiler right
no!
now.
No!
I'm still only on the episode where they were zombies.
Episode 5?
I'm like 6 episodes behind.
You're 4 episodes behind. Technically, you'd be 5 because there was a lost episode.
So don't spoil
that
anything.
We never saw.
Because I am gonna watch.
What
it,
is
so
like?
Don't
what if
it.
Tony Stark went to Sakaar? But you motherfucker.
Yeah. So don't spoil anything for me.
I can't. We can't. There's no. What else to talk about now? Then Back 4 Blood is out.
Back 4 Blood is out. It is free on Game Pass.
Xbox. Hell yes.
I have a PlayStation. I won't be having the game at all, probably.
No, honestly, it's a fun-ass game. You want to play it right now?
For the vid? Or
yeah.
Just play it?
I'm going to play it right now, give him a little taste of it. Or no, it'd be too much.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did play it. I just haven't played the full game.
Okay,
I played a little 3-day shit.
Yeah. Beta, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was fun. I was like, I got too many games right now that I'll be playing.
That is a good video game. That is a good video game.
That's a good video game.
Yeah, it's a good content game.
That's a good video game video.
It's good content.
It's great content.
It's a good video game.
I do it for the content. Game. Video.
Yeah, it's a good content video game.
Game.
Video. Good content video game.
Game. Video.
Video content game video game content video. Stream.
Bro, Eat the fucking beans, like, no.
I'm not eating the beans, bro.
I meant to talk about something, too, and I just forgot because I ate that bean.
What was it? Talk about Venom 2 again?
Nah, fuck Venom.
Did we,
It was something that actually just happened, too.
Did your opinion change at all?
Now that
your opinion hasn't changed at all?
Nah.
I enjoy it more. I still don't like the Cletus Cassidy love story thing.
That's what I'm saying. It was something that just came out and I just forgot.
Did you watch anything over the weekend? Anything exciting, fun?
Nah, I had all that shit to do with, so I didn't really get to sit down and dive into anything, so.
I watched Vacation Friends on Hulu.
How was that? Oh, I lied. I actually watched the first, like, 3-4 episodes of Squid Games.
How is Squid Game? Talk about that. That's the biggest
thing. Have you watched it at all?
No, but right. I don't give a fuck.
I would watch it, bro. It's actually...
I know enough what happens.
I want to say it lives up to the hype, but it lives up enough to the hype.
My mom was watching it, so I caught it a little bit.
The first episode was fun. Like, I was like, bro, what the fuck is this? I was like, why is... What's the hype? And then the second episode, I was like, whoa.
I mean, you can talk about it. I don't care.
I didn't finish it, but...
Give us a spoiler-free rundown so far of everything you've seen.
Spoiler-free rundown is pretty much...
Like, what are the games?
Yeah, I was going to say, pretty much...
What games have they played that you've seen so far? Yeah, this Who's your favorite character, least favorite character? Who do you want to fucking die?
Who
do you want to make it to the end?
This is spoiler-free because I haven't finished it. So, pretty much, everybody needs money. And by playing these games, if you win... It was a lot of money. It was like $70 billion to shit. I mean, it's Japanese or Japan. I believe it's Japan. So I don't know if that translates differently.
I think it's Korea.
Korean?
It's Korea.
Sorry. Korean. So I don't know if their money translates differently, which it probably does. So I don't know how much that is over here. But they play the games. If you win, you get the money. If you don't win, you don't live anymore. You die. That's not a spoiler because... It shows that in the trailer, I believe, and all that. So, right now, I think there's 3 to 4 main characters.
Okay.
And I don't know any of their names, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Y'all want to play Squid Game?
Shit. I don't know any...
You
have
any money.
I'm not going to spoil it, but... Damn, they're about to call you back for real.
Yeah, dude, they're calling me right now. They're saying, you want to play the Squid Game? I'm like, fuck yeah.
But the main characters...
Then
the girl,
I get there, and I'm like... What are you talking about, bro? I thought this was like a video game.
I thought this was a video game, not some real life.
I thought this was like a bunch of hentai flash games.
Oh, so far the games that I've seen is Red Light, Green Light. If everybody knows what Red Light, Green Light is. Red Light, you stop. Green Light, you can run.
Yellow Light, take piss.
Oh, no, there's no yellow light at all. You're either running or stopping. And by stopping, they stop your life. So, there's a... There's a guy, an old man, and a female, I think are the 3 main characters that are going to be in it.
Oh, okay.
So, out of the 3, I like the female. She's like, straight and narrow. She's, like, pretty,
I know something.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. But, yeah, she's pretty, like, I like her. She's stern. I don't like the old man. He's a little sketchy. But I already got spoiled.
I know who survives. I know the 2 people who survive.
I do, too. I seen that spoiler on that on Twitter. So yeah. I was like, all right.
The little, was it Inspector Royale?
Yeah, I didn't expect to watch it. So, but yeah, so far, it's all right. I'm going to probably finish it. Because it's only like 7, 8 episodes or 9. And I'm already like 5 in. So, I'm going to finish it.
How many episodes long is it?
Every episode is like 1 hour, though.
Okay. How many episodes?
I think like 7 to 9. I don't know the exact number, but
okay. I've been watching Fargo, the TV series. There's a movie made Fargo with Steve Buscemi, Peter Stormare is in it, and what's his name from Shameless, the dad, the main dude.
I haven't watched Shameless in a while.
I think it's like William H. Macy, I think, is his name. But yeah, that's it. The movie is really good, but the show is really good, too, because it has Martin Short, who plays an, what is it? He is in the Hobbit series.
All right.
He plays Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit series. Martin Short. He is also in Black Panther and Captain America the Winter Soldier. So that's cool. He's in Marvel as well. But Fargo is really good. I'm liking that. Billy Bob Thornton is in it. He plays the main antagonist. That weird motherfucker. Good actor, though. The characters that he plays are fit for him, and he plays them very fucking well.
That he does, so far that I've seen and everything he's been in.
Yeah. He's in that movie Faster with The Rock.
My bad, Beam's coming back up.
You remember that movie Faster with The Rock? Yeah, he has like a metal plate in his head and he gets shot in the head. And then he wakes up and he's like, I got a metal plate in my head.
I just seen him clip it out on Instagram for some reason. Really? I don't know how. I think it's because I was on The Rock's page and, you know, they just throw random recommendations at you. Mm-hmm. I seen that shit and I was like, damn, I haven't watched that in forever.
Yeah, it's a while back. That's before when The Rock was elite. That was back when The Rock
was able to
get his ass kicked.
He was the Pebble back then.
Yeah, he was able to actually get bested.
That's when he was Dwayne Johnson.
But now he can't get bested.
I'm fucking with that guy now.
Now he has to beat everybody up or has to end in a standstill, which I think is splashback from the Fast and Furious franchise, which is what happens exactly. Everybody has to get beat up the same amount. Legitimately, that's how it works. Shit. Everybody has to get beat up the same amount. But back to Fargo. Fargo is shaping up to be a really good series. Each episode's like 50 minutes long, so it's like little movies basically, and I really am enjoying it. It's really fun. I like TV like that. But that's on Hulu. Fargo is currently on Hulu.
Oh yeah. On Hulu.
I've also been watching two other shows.
Oh, you've been on it.
I've been on it. My past like month has been filled with Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Tuesday is What We Do in the Shadows, right?
Sounds like some horror shit.
It is. Well, not really. It's fucking comedy. It's about vampires who live in a... It's from Taika Waititi.
Oh.
He's like the original creator of it because he made a film, like a short film back in the day called What We Do in the Shadows. And it's about vampires who live in New Zealand and they get followed by a camera crew and stuff. And it's essentially the same thing as the show, but the show is a lot better. Mainly because you get to spend a lot more time with these characters, and the guy and the lady who plays Nadia, the guy who plays Laszlo, and one dude who plays Nandor, they're all really great. And then you got the one dude who plays Colin Robinson. They've had a lot of different people on there too, like guest stars and stuff. They've had a lot of really good people. But yeah, so that's been like the show that I watch on like Tuesday. Then What If has been Wednesday. What If's gone. But I got Only Murders in the Building.
That's the name of the show?
Yeah, it's, what is it? It's Steve Martin.
Good start.
Selena Gomez.
Still a good start.
And, oh my god.
What's his name? I haven't watched it, but I know what it is now.
Oh my god, what's his name? What's his name?
What's his name?
What's the name? Oh my god, it's gonna fucking kill me if I don't remember it. He played Jack Frost in the Santa Claus 3.
Oh,
he's known for more.
Fuck. Oh, man.
Man, it's Steve. It's something like.
I don't think it's
Martin
Steve.
Something. I gotta look it up right now because it's gonna fucking kill me if I don't look it up right now.
Anything. Sorry, I just remembered what I was gonna say earlier too. So okay, make sure you zoom in on that and put the title and the captions on that too. OnlyFans.
Only Murders in the Building. No, it is Martin. That's Martin Short.
Is that?
That's Martin Short. So it's not Martin Short. Martin Freeman. Martin Freeman's in Fargo. I mixed it up. Martin Freeman is in Fargo, and Martin Short is in Only Murders in the Building. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I fucked up. Well, yeah, it's Martin Short, Steve Martin, Selena Gomez. Great three cast. They work very well together. She should be in a lot more shit, because she's really good,
she's
actually.
Good like that?
She's
good
really fucking
that
good,
kind of
actually. She's good. She's good. At least like seeing her in this and everything like that makes me go, like, oh, she should be in some more shit, you know what I mean? Like, not saying, like, the best fucking actress in the world,
but like, yeah, it makes you kind of...
She's good enough to where it's, like...
You kind of forget about Wizards of Waverly Place?
I mean, that kind of doesn't really hold a candle, because it's the best fucking TV series ever, but you know what I mean?
Relax, it's not top three.
But no, oh, yes, it fucking is. Disney Channel, top three. It's better than anything they got on now.
Bro, it's not better than Suite Life on Deck, or
Suite Life. Listen, Suite Life, I will give you. Suite Life on Deck... I cringed a little bit, even when I was a kid. Except that Sean Kingston episode when it came on.
You might got it just cause, bro. You think?
Oh, Hannah Montana too.
Yeah, Hannah Montana, bro. Come on now.
Listen, man, you had a lot of good shows in there. But I'm saying,
it's not better than Hannah Montana because first of all, you get the best of both worlds. You had the Jonas Brothers on Hannah Montana.
Yeah, the Jonas Brothers. And you had the Jonas Brothers TV.
Then you had
series,
the Jonas Brothers.
Really didn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. All it that. Wasn't. I'm all not gonna hype that up. Yeah.
Phineas and Ferb. But we're going. If we're going off live action
you're
shows,
live, yeah, bro, it's still on top of you. I just named three better shows.
Listen, you know how, dude? Name a better crossover than the Suite Life
and
meets
Wizard
Hannah League. Montana meets whatchamacallit. Like it was like a three dude. What is it? You had like
you said, name
the
a better
Rock
crossover?
Was in that episode too. Remember The Rock was on there?
He said, name a better crossover.
Yeah.
Jimmy Timmy, bro. Come on now.
Listen, I'm talking. Like, you got the three families meeting here, dude. You got Wizard, Suite Life, and Hannah Mon fucking Tana.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was That's So Raven, actually. That
was
on it, too. Yeah. Yeah, he said That's So Raven as well.
That's So Raven's better
on
than Wizard of Waverly Plagues, bro. And not
it's,
better, bro.
Listen,
it's better to me.
There's neck and neck.
I can give you neck
it's
and neck on that
neck.
One, though. I can give you.
Let's just lump it into where if there's top five. You can name top three, but that'd be personal. This is all top five.
I mean, there's only five.
You can't go the most definitive.
If it's top five, if it's top five, it's five. Or four.
Listen, bro. I'm telling you right now. That's how old we are. We just carbon dated ourselves.
That's probably like some like. Young kids.
We carbon dated ourselves.
They're gonna like Wizards of Waverly.
The first Elimination Chamber SummerSlam I got for free on DirecTV. I was a kid, I bought it, but they didn't charge us for us.
Wow. I used to just get it illegally.
I was able to see the first Elimination Chamber, that's how old I am.
I see
back when WWE was good.
Hell yeah, WWE, bro, kids these days.
Entertaining, I should say.
About WWE, brother.
Well, they know
Let me tell you something about WWE.
What do you know about the Kane Rock Undertaker versus Kane at?
Bro, what they know about
at
Brett,
WrestleMania
what
XX?
About, what they know about Brett? I said Brett Michaels. Brett.
Brett Michaels Hart.
What they know about Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels, bro? Classic match right there. What they know about Shawn Michaels?
What you know about the Undertaker versus Mankind on top of the Hell in the Cell? Oof, that's a slobber knocker. Oh my god.
What they really, I would even go more recent because they probably still don't even know what they know about Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker at WrestleMania.
What do they know about
25?
Shawn Michaels betraying 22. Triple H? What do they know about DX?
Bro, DX, bro? What?
Suck it.
I used to get in trouble. Everybody used to get in
trouble. What do they know about the Rock and Sock connection?
What they know about R-Truth? All right, right now, what was your favorite, or give me two intros in WWE? You don't have to say the songs, because we know the songs, like CM Punk had a cult of personality, so.
I like Kane's, the fire and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then I would have to go Stone Cold. Number one, actually. That's not in order. Stone Cold's number one.
He's just that
one. And you came out just a beat. Every time I hear... that's how you know how iconic that sound is. Every time I hear glass break, I think of the beginning of this. It's Stone Cold song.
Mines.
I think someone's going to all of a sudden... I used to work at a Hobby Lobby, right? And like... people would break glass all the time, and I'd just think, like, Stone Cold. And I just thought someone was going to be busting through the glass aisle, just
they're
beers
breaking
and going, like, ah.
They're breaking the mirrors. You're like,
fuck your prices.
You're like, oh, my God.
He's like, it's that motherfucker from Michael's, quick. They're trying to put us out of business.
Nah, that was a good... I forgot all about that. That was a good one.
Because he always came out with a fucking intensity, dude.
Yeah. Mine's... my one... I'm going Jeff Hardy.
Okay.
He used to come out and hit the...
I forget that.
He solid intro. Two? Fuck. Oh, man. That Stone Cold was a good one, bro.
What do they know about the Dudley Brothers?
Get the chair!
Yo.
Get the tables!
I don't know if I have a second one, honestly. I was gonna say my second one might be... This isn't my second
one. But Original Kane. If I can interject, the Original Kane, when he had the cool mask on, which I have signed by him, too. I have one signed by him.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's cool.
Alright, this isn't my second one, but I just used to like Edge's intro for some reason.
Okay.
When I used to hear that.
The
one, you think you know me.
Okay, with like the Y2K and stuff like that. Okay, yeah.
You think you know me. And then start running now.
You think you know me? Actually, I fucking don't. I've never seen you before.
You think you know me? Damn.
Triple H had a really good intro, too.
It's time to go to the ball!
He had the water bottle.
Yeah, it's so solid. Damn, bro. Wrestling don't count that no more. I mean, it probably does. I just don't watch it.
But it's real tame. That back then was a wild fucking west. Shoot, people could do anything.
Fuck it. John Cena's intro was fire back in the day, too.
Have you ever seen that one video of Vince McMahon going up to John Cena?
He's like, what's up?
Yes!
I hope they know exactly what I'm talking about just by that.
Like, what's up?
What's up?
He says it the way he says it.
They said, I think Booker T was right there too. Yeah. What they know about the boogeyman? What they know about?
You remember when it was the chick and him? I think it was him too standing there, and he's like, what are people gonna think about this? Yeah.
It's crazy. That was on TV, bro.
But it's because no one gave a fuck.
Bro, they used to hit girls back then on TV and WWE.
Nobody gave a fuck. That's the thing.
I remember Randy Orton tongue kissed Trish Stratus and Stratus and then RKO'd her right after. Like, right after, bro.
The original fuck boy.
Right after. He made out with her.
That's a Drake move right there. While kissing her, he remembers she slept with his boy, so that immediately goes from that into the RKO.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that's one of my favorite finishers, too.
Dude, that is back when, like, whatchamacallit, dude. They just didn't. No one gave a fuck, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. That
was everyone was,
that's
just
why it was so good.
Just doing their shit, man.
I was gonna say what they really know about Hornswoggle. Yes, sir.
That motherfucker.
That's wild too. Now that they had a, what's the correct term?
Little person.
Yeah. They had a little person in there, bro. Getting
but
beat
it was
up.
Entertaining because he had a gimmick and everything. And
that now though.
I think they would. They did probably just have him be like with like five other people. Five other little people.
I just pictured
that. I think
we gotta stop laughing at that. Oh, God, edit that out.
I edited it out. Dangerously diverse.
Seven Dwarfs.
We love and respect everybody, unless you're an asshole. Let's just say that.
I mean, I like assholes. In a different context. All right.
Not the brown starfish. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
But, man, that's crazy.
Wrestling
though.
Was great.
It was so good back then. Dude, I had the entire, like, up to, like, the early 2000s collection, like, in, like, the thing of movies, of, like, Raw. So fucking good, dude. Like, I go back and watch that shit. Oh, man.
That was great, bro. What they really know about SmackDown versus Raw 2006, 7, and 8?
What they know about SmackDown, shut your mouth.
Oh, my God. PS2. Oh my God, bro.
What do they know about Raw is War for the original Nintendo 64?
Bro. They don't even.
What do they know about WrestleMania 2000?
What they know about Nintendo 64?
It's fucking nothing.
You could just say that.
They probably just know it's available on Nintendo Switch.
Switch, yeah. They're like Nintendo 64 Super Mario. Oh, I know Mario from.
I know Mario. Chris Pratt, right? He does the voice.
I know Mario from Super Mario Maker. That's the same guy.
What
right?
They know about the original Super Mario Brothers movie?
On YouTube.
We're plumbers in New York! We talked about it last time.
Oh my gosh, damn, bro.
What they know about that?
Why did we just start talking about? I feel old as shit
nostalgia,
now.
Nostalgia, bro.
Yeah, I'm feeling old now.
Although, God, think damn. About it. Our first episode, we started talking about this shit. Some... And it was like one of our best, I think. Like, yeah. As far as like performing-wise. So, who knows? Maybe this shit will fucking, you know.
The older crowd's going to tune into that.
Dude, I looked at my analytics. I'm hitting, like, no older than 24 years old. Like, no younger than 24.
Oh, well, then.
And then I got, like, down to, like, the 40s. Like, well, almost 50-year-olds.
Well, hopefully they come over to the Dangerously Diverse channel.
Yeah. I've been promoting it. I've been talking about it and stuff. Like, I got to add to my channels, though. Because, like, you can add a thing to, like, your channels and all that, where they can go over into, like, channels. And they can see the other channels you can put in there. So I put that in there. And we have... You may notice that in playlists, we have Dangerously Diverse Presents, Dangerously Diverse Pod, and Dangerously Shorts. That is, so we can just have all these different things. We'll put, like, little clips and stuff like that in shorts. We'll put the offshoot videos that are not podcasts, that are just, like, us playing Anchorman, us doing Bean Boozled, us doing Hot Chip Challenge, us trying, like, 5 different hot sauces, all the bomb. You know what I mean? No. But that's where all of them will be in one nice little neat toy box to where you can go in and watch those videos. You can go in and watch your favorite Dangerously Diverse Presents, which is just other videos. I think it just sounds cool. You know what I mean? Put in Dangerously Diverse Presents. Dangerously beaned. We get beaned.
Get beaned.
The fellas get beaned hard.
Now they got on, what's the word? Never mind, that was gonna sound bad.
What?
I was gonna say, you know how on like Pornhub they got like they got like gets creamed. Small petite teen gets blacked.
So anyway, back to wrestling in the early 2000s and 1990s.
Shit. Oh man. What they know about
Vince McMahon's intro.
Facts.
You got no chance.
Yeah, no chance. Damn, bro.
And his intro.
What they know about Shawn Michaels' intro?
Remember him fighting The Rock?
That should piss me off, bro. That's when I was like, all right, what's going on?
Vince McMahon.
That's what I'm going to say. I like Shawn Michaels.
Remember when SmackDown had the fist in the thing?
Yeah.
Like you could climb on top of it in the games, and then like jump down on people.
Oh, these are good times. Greater times.
If only we were 23 back then. 23 and 24.
All right. I'd probably have been in jail right now for something. Nah, because actually I didn't care a lot back then, so I'd probably been alright.
Probably would have just, whatchamacallit. You probably just would have been having 3 kids by now.
Yeah, with my 6 wives. Mm. I'm lying. I only have 1 wife right now.
It's PlayStation.
Shout out to my 1 viewer that's offering up to be my wife.
Oh, really? We have that?
I hope so.
Oh, I thought it was real. I was like, I haven't checked the comments lately on any of your videos, so if that's happening, then congratulations. Shout out to that person, I guess, right?
Unless, you know, it's a guy, then I love you too. Not in that way, but yeah.
We love you, but not in that way. Yeah. We appreciate your support. Continue to support us. We support you.
Brofist. That's who's that?
PewDiePie?
Yeah, PewDiePie. How is PewDiePie doing?
Yeah, I think he's doing good.
How you doing, PewDiePie?
How you doing? We know you watch these videos. How you doing, buddy?
I haven't watched him in a while.
We want to play some Layers of Fear with you. On stream. Side-by-side speedruns.
You watch Markiplier?
No. I've watched him play the Shrek Slenderman one. I've watched him play that before, and that was about it.
Yeah, I fell off of a lot of YouTubers. Yeah,
I feel like those are YouTubers you just grow out of.
Yeah. You know a lot of them I haven't, though. Like, what's his name?
Like, thankfully, people won't grow out of me. They'll grow into me.
Yeah, that would be, yeah.
Thankfully, for my analytics I'm seeing, I'm like, okay, I got motherfuckers for at least 20 years.
Yo. I've
been watching my shit for 20 years. Good to know.
You ever heard of Corey Kenshin?
No.
He's a YouTuber. He's been on YouTube for like 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Been watching him all 9 years. So he's been giving quality content. Because he's like one of those creators that like when they get older, their content grows too. So then
that's important too.
Yeah, like they're not just doing the same thing for 9 years
and then have that content one stays the same, and that means they have not grown as a person.
Exactly,
which may not be a bad thing. Because you may not want their content to like kind of get more mature and serious. Because what if they don't give a fuck?
Oh, like
us.
I know you gotta know Dashy. Mm-mm. You don't know Dashy Games?
Who's Dashy Games?
Damn, bro, he didn't even do he's been doing YouTube for like 12 years. Mm-hmm. He started out doing like skits and shorts and stuff, and then he got to gaming. So now he has two crowds. And then here and there, he'll do nostalgia where he'll go play an old game that he hasn't played in like 6 years. Or he'll go back and react to his old videos, and it's kind of nostalgic. Like, damn, bro, I really was like 12 watching that shit.
He was 12 watching that shit?
No, I was 12 watching it.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, that's how old it is, bro. I'm 23 now, and he's been doing this for like 12 years. I'll send you like one of his videos. A short video.
And have you been like consistently watching his videos? Is he one of the people who you're like, I'm gonna rock with this guy for a while?
Yeah, I'm still subscribed to him. Because nice. Like he had like that crazy energetic humor back in the day where he's like just screaming and stuff, and I'm young doing the same thing. And now he kinda like got mature. I do a lot of gaming now, so he has like gaming videos. I'm really into that. So
nice. Yeah, I was talking to you about this yesterday, but Funhouse is a channel that I found recently, like within the last 2 years, and unfortunately the band broke up and they still are going.
I smell ramen noodles right now, and they smell great.
It's chili.
Ooh, that smells like great right now. But yeah, go ahead.
But whatchamacallit, yeah, the band of Funhouse, the original guys and gals, broke up. Well, technically not really, only three of them are gone. One left due to, like, I guess, discrepancies in payment. One left because he was going to start his own stuff. And one left because he got canceled for 5 minutes, and they found out that it technically wasn't real. And so they just never brought him back. But, I missed the old team over there watching their videos. Thankfully, there's people who make compilations of their videos. And they've never taken down those old videos either. They've just taken down a few that have a little more, you know...
stuff you can't probably... show nowadays.
Well, say. It's like a...
Yeah, say nowadays, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. At the time,
it's like, come on, like, you know it was a fucking joke. Like, why you gotta get offensive?
You know how sensitive
the world is. Just don't fucking watch it. Please don't ruin the fun for the rest of us if we know we can make fun of ourselves or just laugh at shit in general and we know it's not serious. Just because you laugh at something doesn't mean you're a bad person. I laugh at old ladies falling. Doesn't mean I'm like, ha ha ha, I'm glad that happened. I'm like, ha, it's funny because someone's in pain. I get hit, I laugh all the same.
You were just joking about dying skydiving.
Yeah.
So.
We fucking don't take anything seriously. People, please, don't take yourselves too seriously.
It's just a sensitive world we live in now.
I mean,
it's sad to see.
Life doesn't mean anything. It doesn't, essentially. It doesn't. You're born, you fuck about for a bit, and you die.
That is facts.
So, I mean, while you're here, don't take it too seriously, because you'll get a pineapple shoved up your ass in the afterlife. No lube. That's a fact. So, again, don't take it seriously, please.
How do you know this fact?
I'm just saying, it's a good motivator so that, you know, people don't take life seriously. They're like, oh man, if I take life too seriously. If I take life too seriously and don't have a good sense of humor, I'll get a pineapple shoved up my ass in the afterlife.
There's people that are into that kind of stuff.
No lube?
Yeah.
No lube.
You never know. Somebody out there is like, just got turned on by you saying
that. I like that.
They might end their lives right now. Just like to have that happen.
No! Okay, that went a little too far right there.
I forgot what I was about to say again.
Think about it like this.
Oh, I was going to say, don't worry, though, because you were saying the band broke up. Don't worry, guys. If we get canceled, we're getting canceled together.
Exactly.
And then we're just going to restart it all over.
Exactly.
And cause havoc.
Exactly.
We're not going out without...
We'll wear disguises.
Yeah, we're not going out with some man. I'm going to be Johnny. He's going to be Vaughn.
Exactly. We'll switch up the names. No one will know the fucking names. I'll have a mustache, and you'll have a mustache. No, I'll go, like...
I'll grow my hair out. You'll cut yours short.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, that would look crazy low-key.
It would. We'll just switch shit like that, and no one will notice.
Probably wouldn't, low-key. Yeah. I'm going to shave my all... Everything
I could just get one of those, like, afros, like, white guys had in the 70s.
Like, what's his name from that movie? gosh.
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite. You're going to get the Napoleon Dynamite going? Yeah.
I got the Napoleon Dynamite afro going.
I'm
going
to get the...
Start dressing like I'm from the 70s and no one will know the difference.
I'm going to get the typical black emo kid. I have to say black because, you know, black.
Just an emo kid.
I could have, but...
I feel like emo just transcends all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like emo nowadays have changed. They look a lot different than
our emo emos. Nowadays is...
Our emos look a lot different.
It was always a phase, but now they're like, oh, this isn't a phase. And it's like, it's a phase. You're just trying to take it way more serious than it actually is.
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm gonna hit my jewel after class.
Man. I've walked this lonely road.
God, please don't ruin that. You know what I noticed? There's a lot of shit people want to ruin.
Yeah, hell yeah.
There's a lot of shit people want to remake and ruin, and it's like, don't fucking do it. Please, don't.
I'll say one thing right now, and it's been out. I did not like Alien Ant Farm's Smooth Criminal.
You didn't?
I mean, I did, but it's like, come on, bro, you just might. Like,
yeah, but that's one that everyone kind of likes, because that's one of those, like, it's a
different version. That's like one that's like, it's like, for me. I want to say I don't like it. It's like, I'm going to still go back to the Mike one first before I go to that one, but if that one comes on, I'm like, hey, are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah. That's what everybody likes from it. Like, that's the one thing.
Yeah, that All right. I might have just convinced myself.
Because it's a rock version. Yeah.
Just by doing just that.
It's a guilty pleasure sort of thing, you know what I mean?
I gotta be in a mood for it. That's what I should have said.
Yeah. Like, when you're at the gym, then it's like, yeah, because we heard it at the gym yesterday. Which I know why you brought it up.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. Like, there's only a few things where, like, Scarface. Scarface is actually a remake.
Yeah.
Not really a remake, but it's kind of like a reboot in a sense. You know what I mean?
That was good.
Because the original one was, like, set in New York, and nobody fucking knew about it. And I found out about it through a YouTube video where people talked about it.
I did, too.
Because apparently they're going to remake Scarface with Michael B. Jordan, and this time it's going to be in L.A.
Alright, now we're just using Michael B. Jordan because he's a good-looking guy at this point. And a great actor.
Essentially.
I'm sorry.
So essentially, you're just justifying him being cast then, right?
No, because he's not. Oh, okay. I was going to say, bro, hold on.
No. They're just kind of like making a different thing, you know what I mean? Like, I understand it, but also at the same time, I'm like, I don't understand it, because you don't need to take the original and be like, slap a new name on it. Ooh, so, Scarface 2020, whatever it is, and then you just Scarface 19, whatever that was, you know what I mean? People are most likely going to remember, because if this movie is not anywhere nearly as good...
It's like Space Jam.
Essentially, yeah. No one gives a fuck about A New Legacy. Everyone was like, why the fuck are you making this?
You didn't have to do that, LeBron. Yeah. Sorry. It was still good.
And then they had that fucking... The Michael Jordan joke.
Which one?
Remember... You see a person walking in, and they think it's going to be Michael Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. It was still a good movie, but it was unnecessary, though. Like, it didn't make me be like, wow, that was better than Space Jam.
It was probably written by an AI, to be honest. Probably.
It was written by T.O.B.1.
T.O.B.1. Oh, my God. The robotic Jedi. You are all those droidicas.
I forgot the intro already, and I'm mad because I was trying to remember this whole time just because that was solid.
Which one?
No, what you enter this with?
Oh yeah, what is it? It was Welcome to Dangerously Diverse, the show where we talk about nothing and somehow everything at the same time.
That shit is a staple. You might have got it, bro.
Yeah. Plus, we can always just go back and rewatch.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're gonna rewatch it.
Yeah, just rewatch.
That might be the staple.
Whatever it is, it might be.
Now let us know if you guys liked it. I liked it.
Now we just have to come up with a closer. Because we're always good at making beginnings.
The closer usually is always like, we do something stupid and
it's the ending. We can never find the ending. But I think that's also, I think that might just be our style.
Yeah, I like ending it like that.
Like, we just like last time. Because that's like the definitive ending. You know what I mean? Like, the definitive ending of it is mostly just like, we're not leaving an open-ended thing. Like, this could be our last episode. You never fucking know it. We just fall off the face of the earth. Our parachute could not open.
Yeah. Damn, that shit fire. What if our parachute just doesn't open?
You can never know.
Damn, that shit was fire.
But.
John got the gems today.
As always, I am one of your hosts, John.
I'm the other host, Vaughn.
And we just decided to end this shit. See,
yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm not gonna lie, you definitely just.
We enter and we leave at our own fucking pace.
Oh my gosh. Was that really the end?
Yeah, I think so.
It actually wasn't. Did you want got him.
Dangerously bamboozled. That's the name. We're talking for another 4 hours. But no, was there anything else you wanted to add? Anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, we're editing.
I watched Vacation Friends, the movie with John Cena.
Editing all this out.
And the one guy.
We're editing all this out. That was the end.
No, we're not.
That was the end of it.
But Vacation Friends
is Dangerously Diverse.
Vacation.
And
Vacation Friends is a very good callback to vacation comedies of the years past. It's kind of like Couples Retreat. But it's John Cena.
John Cena.
He's really good. I really want to see him in a lot of different movies. And the other guy that's in, I don't know what the fuck his name is. He's like a Hannibal Buress type.
Okay, I can get down with some Hannibal.
Yeah, he's like a Hannibal Buress type.
Barbecue.
But he's really good at it too. But yeah, like John Cena is definitely a guy like I want to see. He has Peacemaker coming out soon too.
Oh, it is. Is there like a date?
It comes out this year.
Oh, shit.
Actually, like November or something like that.
We're almost at the end of the year, so.
Or next year. I think it's fucking sometime. I think it's next year, actually. But Peacemaker's coming out soon. DC Fandom takes place, I think, sometime this week. Like 14th or something like that. And yeah, I suggest watching Vacation Friends on Hulu. I've been watching a lot of Hulu lately. That's where like I watch a lot of my shows and stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much everything I've watched.
That's pretty much all I've watched too. So
you finish your Sprite.
I was really gonna do that and then tell you like, bro, put the glass in, put the glass up back real quick.
I might be able to like put it in a Final Cut Pro.
But also, I didn't want to really make that go into my mouth, and I was like, yeah. I didn't follow through, guys.
Flat Sprite. I got a 4-pack of Flavor Bomb G Fuel.
Coming in.
Free guy flavor coming in. Cotton candy.
Watch his channel because he's probably going to do an unboxing and a, I don't know what you're going to call it yet, so I'm not even going to say it. But
yes!
A taste test?
Review.
Review? Just
review. Review, kind of a little taste test, a little video. So, yeah, that's me. What about you? What are you doing? What are your plans to do?
Stuff. I'm planning to do stuff-wise. Yeah. I'm actually planning to go to the gym. It's like,
wow.
Nah, we do that every day. But nah, stuff like that.
Rest days.
I have been thinking about making a Twitch. And just like streaming off the PlayStation camera probably.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't look that good. But I have a mic and all that, so it'll sound good. Video quality won't be all that. But I have a white wall behind me, so. Right. I was thinking about it just because I am on the game at night most of the time.
You think we'll do game streams?
Like, oh yeah, we're definitely
like us playing like games on here, like making a dangerous. We don't even have to stream on Twitch because I have like it set up for like I can get it set up for YouTube to where we can stream like from our YouTube channel. Here.
Oh yeah, it'll be live and then it'll still be on there afterwards.
We can stream
off
YouTube and just. People can watch the video afterwards. And it'll be on there too.
We'll be doing that too. But
it'll
that's
be like dangerously VOD or dangerously on demand. You know what I mean? Dangerously videos on demand.
Yeah, we'll do that for sure. But yeah, that's you just reminded me. I am thinking about. I mean, I have a Twitch. I just don't have any like setups to it yet. I'm thinking about actually sitting down, setting it up, and just start streaming.
Well, in order to set up like the stuff like I have that set up, like
I wasn't gonna go all that out. I was just gonna get at least a game on there because.
Mm-hmm.
I put a video on Twitch before I deleted it, though.
Really?
I just played the game, and after the game was done, I recorded it on my PlayStation, and then I just uploaded it right from
the
PlayStation.
Can you stream to YouTube from your PlayStation?
Yeah.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah.
The YouTube channel.
Yeah, because once you play the game for however long, you just hold the button, and it'll give you the options.
Well, I don't know if making a YouTube channel, because you don't have a PC to edit things.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. That's why if I do this now...
Making a YouTube video would kind of be like...
Yeah, if I do this now, it'll literally just be like my Twitch shit, so...
Or, you know what? You could just stream to YouTube and those will be the videos.
That too.
You know what I mean?
I just gotta... I might get like a little green screen at least. Because green screens are pretty cheap on Amazon.
I got one. That box is filled with like... That's where all the lights came from. And there's like a white screen and like a green screen and
yeah, because at least... Yeah, because at least if, like, if I'm using my PlayStation camera, it's not that good. It's good enough though. But if at least if I have
which is funny because a PlayStation camera looks exactly like this camera, but this camera's good. And
that camera's shitty, so... I mean, it's not shitty. It's just good enough. Mm. It's not as good as I want it to be. I'll say that.
Thankfully, I don't have to edit this shit.
Oh, yeah.
We need a pretty good one, yeah. So I just gotta add the
intro
and that outro, and then just cut off the little bits where I started and ended the recording.
Outro. You think you know me?
Right. Anyway, second outro. Thank you for listening to us ramble on about random shit, how we're gonna die, how we might die, how we're not gonna die.
We haven't done this in a while, actually. This has been, like, our most random video since, like, our second
one. Feels good, though. It feels good to get back to form. It feels good to get back to form and not just ramble on for 2 hours about Venom. You know? It's very fun to be able to just get back and just talk about random shit and hop from topic to topic. And show that we still got it, and we still can flow it. Fluently.
Still got it, bugs.
Smoking kills. Don't do it.
Unless you want to die.
Don't do drugs, kids. The hard ones, at least. That'll kill you.
So what are soft drugs?
I don't know, like weed.
Bang.
Bang. Bang energy. Even that's going a little, getting a little close to cocaine with that. It's drinkable liquid cocaine is a bang energy drink.
But yeah, thank you guys for watching. If you watched this far, be sure to tune in to all the future content we have coming. And like, subscribe.
Comment. And listen, every like and every comment on this video is a bean that Vaughn eats out of the Bean Boozled box. It could be bad. It could be good. But guess who's not eating any? Me.
Fuck.
That's all for you. Congratulations, make yourself some fucking chili. Throw them all in some Twizzler sauce. Some cherry, maraschino cherry juice. And have yourself some Bean Boozled with chili. See how that tastes?
Yuck. But?
Go ahead, watch the Bean Boozled video. Watch it now. 20 likes on Bean Boozled. 20 likes on the Bean Boozled video. 20 likes on Dangerously Bean, and I will eat the Carolina Reaper bean.
20 likes, like you said. If you,
I'm not eating a bean, though, because I don't think y'all can do it.
20 likes, you're going to do it, so you eat the bean, and I'm going to just grab a handful of the beans and eat them. We'll do, like, a little off-the-phone video. We'll have to do it off your phone, since my shit doesn't really upload
it's like,
to that
it's like, yo, bro, yeah? We hit 20 likes. No fucking way.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was just thinking. Yeah. Also, because I'm probably going to throw up, so we're going to have to run to the bathroom and record me throwing up.
You're going to have to record it in the bathroom.
Thank you guys again.
Thank you very much.
This is
peace.
I'm
John. At least I've been John for the past 24 years.
And I'm Vaughn. Dangerously diverse. Bow! Bow!